More people are fleeing eastern Ukraine under the threat of intensified Russian assaults. In the north-central part of the country, the capital, Kyiv, saw heavy fighting at the beginning of the war. Hundreds of thousands fled, and now the city remains largely empty. But in apartment buildings throughout the city, you still find people who stayed behind. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports from Kyiv.
Just a short drive from central Kyiv, a cluster of old Soviet-style apartment buildings surround an empty courtyard and playground.
Oh, this!
Inside, we take the dark green stairs to the third floor, apartment 14.
We are glad to see you.
Tamara Vysenko ushers us in. Her husband, Pavlo, is close behind. Come in, he says, and leads us to the living room. They sit side by side on the floral couch. They're both 87 years old. But I'm 2 months older, Tamara jokes. Can't you tell? They met as children. Their parents were doctors at a local hospital. They lived together nearly their whole lives. As kids, they fled to what's now Russia during the Second World War. It's hard to believe a place they sought refuge could do this to them.
Russian is our enemy. It is impossible.
After they got married, Tamara taught English.
Many, many years ago, but I have forgotten almost everything.
Pavlo was a pilot in the military for 25 years. He feels guilt now. He's too old to be of use. I am sad I am so old. I cannot fight the bastards. Here, in this apartment, the last several weeks, they've heard the explosions. The closest metro stop, a short walk away, was hit by missile fragments. The entrance burned and damaged. If it's our time to die, it's our time, Tamara says.
Our age, we lived many, many years. Might be enough.
Plus, she tells me, everything is better when they're together. When she cries, Pavlo tells me he comforts her. Yes, there is still danger outside, the air raid sirens, the unknown strike of a missile. But we've made it this far in life, they tell me. We can handle this. Most of the apartments in this building are still empty. But there's a handful, like Tamara and Pavlo's, that are filled with life. Because not everyone can evacuate. Often the ones left behind are elderly. Down the hall, we meet Nadia Yurkamovich. Her son, Misha, greets us. Nadia, who is almost 90, is bedridden from a fall in December. She spends most of her days watching news of the war on TV. She jokes that she knows more about this damn war than anyone. Beyond her lace curtains, the windows are taped over so they won't break in a blast. Whenever they hear explosions, she tells her son to go down to the shelter. But he tells her, I'm not going anywhere without you. We will be together. Maybe if she hadn't fallen down or been so ill, they would have left Kyiv. But it's too hard now. Even though my life isn't great, she says, I don't want to die. But staying behind has had its challenges. Medicine is hard to find. And she's running out of diapers. She prays that the war will end soon, so she'll be able to enjoy the rest of her days. In an adjacent building across the courtyard with the empty swings and slide, we take a rickety elevator to the 9th floor. Apartment 50. Alexandra Kurdimova greets us with an exuberance that's quite explosive for a woman in her 80s. She's got a no-nonsense air and a sarcastic sense of humor. When I ask her if the building is tight-knit, she laughs. Of course, she says. But we don't kiss each other. Her great-granddaughter, Oksana, who is 11, is here visiting. playing music on a brightly colored plastic piano.
Поэтому я учусь сама петь. Раньше я очень плохо.
Her great-grandmother gifted her the toy, and she's learning to teach herself to sing.
Солнышко, идем в комнату. Разве это
самое? The main room in the apartment is full of keepsakes, books and photos and memorabilia.
Потом, ну, там.
Everything has happened here in the apartment, Alexandra says.
В 69-му році, в цьому ж домі.
Her first child was born here in 1969. She became an engineer here. Her job before she stopped working. She unwraps an old blue photo album. She'd protected them in case she had to leave in a hurry or her apartment was damaged. This is what I wanted to show you, she says, leafing through the pages. This is me, pointing to a photo of a three-month-old baby. This is me, she says, growing up on Trukhanov Island in Kyiv. I can't leave all this, she says. It's my whole life. And where would I go if I did? Nowhere. Before we go, she shuffles us into the kitchen. You can't escape my cabbage, she says. She's made sauerkraut. As she outlines the recipe, shred the cabbage, add the sugar, then the salt, Oksana starts to play music again. This time, her notes are accompanied with singing. It's an original she's written just for us, inspired by her great-grandmother's cabbage. I brought cabbage, Oksana sings, and I treated my friends with it. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Kyiv, Ukraine.